over there in SENZ Drive. It is Steve of the Beaver Donald and Kirsty Stanway. G'day, guys.
G'day, team. How are we going today?
How are we going, guys?
Well, apologies for holding up, gang. We had a few live guests coming here. Sparty's going to join us live as well. But what's making news over your side of the woods?
Well, I was going to say, we're just the elephant in the room first. We're getting to the bottom of this issue about why we've been bumped from our usual time slot. Or are we getting closer to prime time? What is it?
This is smack bang prime time, isn't it, Brian?
Yeah. People getting the kids after school. Mm. Yeah, earlier, the people wanted it, guys.
Yeah.
3:30 just wasn't cutting it. So welcome to prime time.
Brilliant. Just brilliant. What's making news over here? The biggest thing making news in New Zealand, well, it was Australia last week when we were talking about Tim Payne. And once again, you guys have just outdone yourself. Brandon Smith, the cheese, our great Waiheke local.
Yes, he's caused a bit of a storm. I think the swearing. A lot of people are saying that he swore too much.
Yeah,
is that the thing that people are jumping in on?
People are saying that, and with podcasts, we now know that they give you a rating. So if it's explicit, they'll put a little E on the end, and it certainly was explicit. And so we were just discussing it, saying, well, if you don't like it, don't listen to it.
So did it have the rating on it?
It had the rating on it.
So Play on.
People knew.
Play on.
Yeah. No, I got no problem with it. And he is a bloke who, he's a larrikin, he's a knockabout, and he came out in social media and said, this is the way I am. You know, basically saying, he wasn't criticising Melbourne Storm.
No.
It sort of came across in the excerpts that you saw. But, no, play on as far as I'm concerned.
You reckon he's going to end up at the Roosters?
I think he was angling for it, but I don't think now. I think once he has a talk to Bellamy and the powers that be down there in Melbourne, I think he'll spend 2022 at the Melbourne Storm.
Well, because he's talking as if, it makes it sound like he's coming from an absolute rebel. And as far as the Melbourne Storm, which clearly they're not, they're obviously a superpower themselves. So you wouldn't think they'll do the classic, you'll pay for this, you can play reserve grade for an entire year?
Nah.
They were highly offended, weren't they, the Melbourne Storm? They released a press release and so on. By the way, we've been talking today about the latest, what would you call it, Brian? Would it be a pandemic? Or
The pandemic. I don't know if you guys, has it hit over there yet? Have you had any cases?
Oh, the new one, the Omicron?
No. It's called the EB. It's the elbow bump when you go into a barbershop. And it's happened to me, and I've just brought it up. So when you're getting your hair cut, I go and see Dom, who I've seen for about 20-odd years. He's at the barber chair is at the perfect height for him. Mm. And so I discovered, and it's now people are coming out saying they didn't want to talk about it, but when you're getting your hair cut by said barber.
Specifically barbers.
Specifically barber and specifically to certain men, me and a few others.
Mm.
So this is directed at you, Beaver, not you, Kirstie. Have you ever been victim to the bump from the barber on a certain region from him, but it hits your elbow?
Yeah, when they're saying, do you want square or natural, and then you're getting the bushka.
Have you ever had that? So your arms are sitting on a barber chair, and he gets a little bit too close down there in that region, and he sort of wriggles it around.
Well, I'm actually now thinking it might have happened at the dentist.
There you go.
Yeah.
That's a new one, and you wouldn't know because you're off your head and you're out.
No, and you're lying down, which is even more concerning.
So I reckon you should do a bit of a scope of your listeners and do a survey and find out if that pandemic of the EBA, it's either BR, barber rub, or EB, elbow bump. It comes in two forms. So that's the pandemic.
Yes, that's what's happening over here. What else is making news, gang?
Bathurst. We're looking forward to Bathurst this weekend. We've been talking about it because, of course, don't mean to rub it in or anything, but for the last couple of years, Kiwis have taken out the great race, Australia's great race. Imagine that hasn't gone down too well over there. Who gets into Bathurst? Like, do all Sydney-siders, do all Australians get into it, or do you have to be a certain type or from a certain part of the world?
You've got to be a petrol head.
Yeah.
Petrol heads.
Definite petrol head.
Yeah.
So it's not just an event for anyone like the Melbourne Cup or...
No, it's not like the Melbourne Cup, is it?
No,
it's you got to be keen. You got to be able to drink a case of beer in 6 hours.
I've got a mate, right? Who I won't mention his name. G'day to you, Tubby. He has an Esky next to his recliner, right? Which you think, okay, well, that's fair enough. But the problem is his fridge is only 5 metres away. But he still brings the Esky right next to his recliner to save him going to the fridge.
I'm not much of a motorsport buff.
I'm not. I do like watching the concluding stages, though, if it's race on.
Yeah, Formula One.
Yes. Like that.
Yeah, that's your go.
Yes.
A bit ritzy. What about you guys? Are you petrol heads? Kirsty, you do that, sure.
When you go to it live, it's a whole lot different to watch. I'm not a petrol head, but going to motorsport live is pretty cool.
I mean, Pukekohe is like the home of motorsport in New Zealand, and your hometown, Beaver's, like, what,
yeah,
2 kilometres away?
And I've been to it live a few times watching the V8s. And
you've been in the supercars?
I've been in the supercars with Murph.
Had a turn.
So, yeah, I don't mind it, but I'm certainly not a petrol head, so I certainly wouldn't do the full Mount Panorama race.
Do you think, guys, once the rules are, because we're not going to be able to have diesel or petrol cars, it's going to be electric cars, do you think it'll still have its place? Do you think, like, Bathurst will be electric cars? Because you're certainly going to hear anything.
It's funny, isn't it? It's funny trying to imagine electric cars zipping around, and do they use those fake sounds under the hood? How does that work?
That's right.
It would not be the same.
No.
It wouldn't be the great race.
Are they outlawing that, are they?
Well, yeah, 2032, no more petrol cars.
Even for the great races?
In Europe.
Is that right?
Well, I don't know about for professional sports, but I'm just thinking, what would you be? You wouldn't be a petrol head then.
No, you'd be an electric head.
Well, it's not electric head. What would you be? 240?
Battery head.
240 volt.
Yeah.
It just doesn't sit right with me.
How's the new captain been received? Is there obviously massive news for the last couple of weeks? Pat Cummins, all sorted now?
Sir Paddy? Yeah. Nah, he'll be all right. Well, he's already come out and said that Stevie Smith is going to help him set the field.
Yes.
So what I'm sort of interested in, if he does get, because fast bowlers obviously get injured a lot, and there's a rotating policy, when he's not playing, if he's out, does Smithy walk straight
100%.
In?
100%. He has to.
Has to, won't he?
Yeah. One of the Kiwi great fast bowlers, Sir Richard Hadley. He managed to be able to captain and to hold his end up at an end, didn't he?
Yeah, but he's Sir.
Yeah.
Paddy Cummins isn't there yet. You're not comparing Paddy Richards to...
Paddy Richards.
Paddy Richards can bowl too.
Yeah. Like that of the President's Race, did they have to vet Paddy after the last couple of captains? Was there any sort of issues like that?
Oh,
yes. I know. We're not... No. Well, I've had some interesting photos hit my WhatsApp in the last 24 hours. It's quite interesting, isn't it?
It is very interesting, yeah. Brian, yes.
He was batting with a full scoop, for sure. he's got the power bat,
yes.
For sure.
The field was out, put it that way. We do know that much. 1300 01 1170. Talk about this epic finish in the test match. How good was that?
Yeah, it was... I tell you what, we came out because the show had a bit of a bet on the Kiwis winning, so we said there's no way there's going to be a draw, but magnificent performance from the boys to hang in there on a fifth day track in India to, I guess, kickstart our defence of our world championship. So unbelievable to do that in India for the boys.
Well, that wasn't the best hanging on for the week. What about this? So we read this story about New Zealand politician Julianne Genta, who cycled to hospital to give birth a second time. That's holding on deluxe, isn't it?
Yeah, I don't know if I like the fact that she took time to take a photo of it all. I mean, that must be close to your brucing, isn't it?
Yeah, oh, that's brucing, all right.
Yeah, I suppose it is. Hey, guys, we're going through an unusual weather pattern called La Nina. Are you guys experiencing this as well?
We somehow fell into weather chat at the start of a show.
Were you listening 2 hours ago?
No. Oh, sorry, I'm repeating it. Are you part of the La Nina gang?
Yeah, we're getting that. Yeah, we're going to get that.
Yeah, sharks for summer. That's on the menu, apparently, because the weather's too warm.
Easterly winds, apparently.
Yeah, well, so you're getting,
Actually, speaking of fish, why don't you share with our great stable mates your fish setup?
My Be Battered Fish?
Yes.
Okay.
You enjoy this, Beef?
Yeah, so the Be Battered Fish is, it's pretty simple. What's your most popular fish over there? It's got to be like a flesh
snapper.
Perfect.
Yep.
Get them to fillet it. Get them to bone it. Get it in cocktail sizes. So say about 2 inches by 2 inches.
Mm.
You need rice flour first. Just pat it dry because that absorbs all the moisture. And then you get a really cold beer in just plain flour. Pour it in. That's your batter. So you've got your fish powdered with the rice flour. Dip it in the batter, straight into vegetable oil on a high heat. You won't look back.
Beautiful. Thoughts?
How does that compare, Beav? You're the fisherman.
Well, yeah. Look, fish, I don't want to burst your bubble, mate, but it's been around a while. Have you just stumbled onto this one?
No. Be Better Fish has been going around for a long time. I understand that. But you don't put rice flour on it first, I bet you. And if you do, you're fibbing.
I'll have to try it. I'll have to try it on my next little catch of snapper.
Yeah.
Sounds beautiful.
You need rice flour.
Next episode, we'll talk about this craze where you get bread and you melt ham with cheese in the middle of it, okay? We'll talk about that. Sounds delicious.
Well, you wouldn't have... Do you have sausage rolls on rolls over there?
Sausage rolls, yeah.
On rolls.
So sausage roll on white bread, on a white buttered roll.
Mm.
Yeah, I like that.
You love sausage rolls. I do love a sausage roll. $14 one the other day.
Try it. Yeah, try it, guys. I'm telling you. And wash it down with some Lewis milk.
Oh.
Lewis Road milk.
Lewis Road Creamery.
Lewis Road Creamery, that's the one.
Of course, we'll be washing it down with Grins now, Fletch. Come on, mate. You know that.
Oh, that's right. Yeah. How's that all going, Boof?
Yeah, good, mate. Keeping me busy, to be fair. Any busier than I want to be.
Any dividends for Chrissy?
Yeah, pretty early for dividends, unfortunately.
Right,
just trying to pop the head above the big hole that we're in to start with.
What about some long client lunches? Because they're as good as a dividend.
Yes, we are going to have a wee Christmas, couple of Christmas do's, to be fair. Looking forward to.
Because that's how you get around it.
Yep.
Business expense.
Of course.
Entertainment. Comes down as entertainment.
Yeah. Perfect.
Perfect.
Before we let you go, you guys may be able to help us with something we've been talking about. Beav came up with a topic today, thankless jobs. His wife and mother of three at home, you know, cleaners.
We were actually referring to the poor buggers that had fixed my mobile phone that got abused by everyone else when they were coming in.
Yeah, he's literally came with us. Everyone he abuses. Courier drivers, barmaids. Who else? What else are thankless jobs?
Thankless jobs.
Mm.
Who cops a lot of abuse over in Australia?
Garbos. For blocking up, blocking up the street.
Yeah.
Thankless jobs. I'll tell you one right now. The lollipop men and women.
Yeah.
Yes. That'd be a long day after being on the sauce, wouldn't it? That'd be a...
Because you've got to stand up all day.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Oh,
thankless jobs. Hot. That's a great topic. We're going to steal this, guys.
Yeah.
No, I can't think of anything, really, at the moment. Cleaners, for sure.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Portaloo cleaners. Got to mention.
I think school teachers, this time of year, like I think about my kids alone. Like, imagine dealing with... You know, it's a major job, I reckon, don't you think?
Yeah. They never, ever get the gratitude that they should they?
Security guards, they're a punish.
Yes. Yeah.
Bouncers.
Taxi drivers, be a tough gig at times.
Yes.
You're smiling like you've got a story to tell here. No. Who have you abused?
Oh, I've never abused anyone. I'm just saying it's a tough gig.
Oh, now, you know the thankless jobs, the call centres.
They just cop it, don't they?
And they get abused.
Cop it deluxe.
Yes.
And when you want to speak to their superior, like, can I speak to your supervisor?
But, you know, the new go with them is, if it's too hard basket, they hang up on you. Like, it's the old, I must have dropped out. That happened to me today.
Oh, when you, like, the banks and stuff.
Well, I've had this person who's still, they haven't been there for 7 years, and they still have my address for everything. So their name keeps turning up.
Oh, gotcha.
So I rang one and said, can you change this address? She said, I better look up there the procedure for this. And then she went, and turned it off.
Yeah, that's an easy way to get it.
Anyway.
Too hard basket.
How do you find the new time slot, gang? Does it work for you or not?
Yeah, it really does.
Yeah.
You're a big fan.
Yeah, we're thriving in this, aren't we, Kirst?
Look forward to more fish updates next week.
Fish updates and also get around, I haven't seen it yet, Tiger King, the new Tiger King.
Yes,
too.
The second one.
First season was so good.
Brilliant.
This is better. This is absolutely better. It is wacko, wacko, McWackwack. It is crazy town. Righto, great to chat, team.
Thanks, team.
See you guys.
See you guys.